Christmas Eve, the beasts of Ambridge are getting into a flap.
Say goodbye to him, because you won't be seeing him again.
Are we really going to have him for our Christmas dinner?
Yes, William, we are.
Couldn't we have something else for dinner? Then we could keep Clint as a pet.
Don't be silly. Look, if you're going to be a farmer, William, you can't make pets out of the animals. Otherwise, we'd never sell any of them, would we? And where'd we be then?
I know. But Dad said Clint was special. That's why he's got his own pen.
He's only special because we fed him different from the other sows. He'll taste nicer.
I don't think he wants to be eaten.
No, I don't suppose he does. But he ain't got much choice in the matter. And neither have you. No. Now get inside and get that tea down.
Can't I say goodbye to Clint first?
I suppose so, but don't be long. I don't know, I told Eddie not to give him a name.
5 minutes, that's all, William.
Quiet, Mum.
Not fair. Poor Clint. Never mind, he'll be dying in a good cause.
No way, mate.
What?
I said, no way, matey. You think I'm going to put my head on the block so you lot can fill your bellies, you're dafter than you look.
All right, then, what are you going to do about it?
Not much I can do, is there? Stuck in a blooming cage.
You could dig a tunnel.
With me beak.
You could try picking a hole in the wire.
Yeah, why should I, when you can undo the gate and let me out?
I can't do that.
Why not?
Mum and Dad wouldn't like it.
Fair enough. If that's the way you want it, it's between you and your conscience. Well, if you're happy to sit down to roast Clint with cranberry sauce, if you don't mind pouring gravy over one of your best mates.
All right, I'll open the pen.
You're a real pal. Just undo that bit of string up there. That's right. I don't know, not very secure, is it? Anyone could have got in here and nicked me.
Look, if you they didn't. There.
Oh, thanks, mate. I was beginning to go stir crazy in there.
Look at that. A sky full of stars. Oh, never thought I'd see that.
What do you do now?
I don't know, do I? Guess I'll have to lie low for a while. Till they stop massacring turkeys and I can build a new life for myself.
Hey,
what's over there?
The river.
I can see that, kid. What's on the other side?
Grey Gables. It's a hotel. It's very poor.
That'll do me.
But how will you get across?
Fly, of course.
Turkeys can't fly.
Oh, no. Bet you thought we couldn't talk neither.
Well...
Just watch me, mate. I haven't done this for a while. Need a bit of a warm-up. Right. Here we go.
Wow!
See you, William. Enjoy your dinner.
Bye, Clint. Good luck.
Well, here you are, Clint, old mate. Nothing's gonna stop you now.
Blimey! Some weird-looking birds up here. Still, don't reckon any of them's gonna wind up as Christmas dinner.
Just like the ones I used to know. May all your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Aha! This looks like the place. Right, coming into land. Hope I can remember how to do this. Flaps down, rudder round, hang about. What's that ugly old animal doing there? Right in the middle of me landing strip. Hey, you! Watch out! Turkey landing!
Oh, good grief! What's that? Get away from me! Oh, help! Someone help me! Come on, let me in! I won't do it again, I promise! Please, come on!
Calm down, you daft dog! Ain't you never seen a turkey before?
Calm down. Do you realise you could have given me a heart attack?
A heart attack?
Oh, I'm not as young as I look, you know. The slightest frightful disturbance and my heart could go.
Go where?
Go, just like that. It's on a hair trigger, the vet said. One shock and boom.
Boom?
Boom! End of story. Curtains. They don't have pacemakers for dogs, you know.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, me old mate. But at least you'll have had a good innings, I mean. Look at me. Barely 6 months old and nothing to look forward to but sage and onion stuffing and chipolata sausages.
You haven't escaped from our kitchen, have you? Caroline wouldn't like that.
I come from Grange Farm, eh? Any Roger, who's this Caroline bird you're so scared of?
Miss Bone to you, if you don't mind. She's the manager of Grey Gables. Mr. Woolley is the proprietor of Grey Gables, and I am his dog.
Wow! You mean he owns all this? Oh, I bet he's got a bob or two.
Oh, he's comfortably off. Mind you, he's worked hard to get where he is. Pulled himself up by his bootstraps, he says. It's been a long, hard journey from Sturchy to Grey Gables, I can tell you.
There must be a lot of beds in this place.
Of course.
So you'd probably find room for a refugee.
A refugee?
A poor wanderer with nowhere to go. A fugitive from a repressive regime.
Sorry, we're fully booked.
Oh, I don't need my own room. I could share with Caroline.
I don't think she'd be very keen on that idea. Doesn't even like me going into the bar.
Maybe she doesn't like dogs.
If you don't mind my saying so, I hardly think she'd prefer turkeys.
She's probably never met one. Oh, women like turkeys once they get to know them.
I wouldn't bank on it. Anyway, it's not just Caroline you've got to worry about. You're in big trouble if Jean-Paul catches sight of you.
John who?
Our chef. He's got a very volatile temperament. French, you know. Very passionate people, the French.
You mean he might...
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. He's at a hotel for a guest to feed tomorrow. And he likes his poultry as fresh as possible.
Bloody hell. And I thought I'd be safe once I got off the farm.
Oh, blimey. If I were you, I'd disappear now. Looks like some of the guests are on their way. They often take a stroll before dinner. Hurry.
It's all very well you saying hurry, but where the hell am I hurrying to?
Don't worry, we'll find somewhere.
Where? You mean you're coming with me?
I most certainly am. I can't see a young whippersnapper like you lasting very long on your own. Come on, just follow me.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'm right behind you.
Got to get out, got to get out. Peck, 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 all the time. Production up, lay more eggs. Peck, 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 Laura the jungle. Laura the air house. Swatch, peck, lay, swatch, peck, lay. It's a rat race, a rat race. There's a rat in the air house.
Can't you give it a rest for a minute?
Can't rest, must rest. Targets up, production down, keep on laying, mind the rats.
You're not being very productive at the moment.
What? Who's that? Where is it? Who are you? Where am I?
I'm Charlemagne. You've been running around in circles, clucking for the past hour, and I haven't seen a single egg.
Why, that's because I won't. I'm not cooperating no more. No more eggs, no more rats.
But I'm getting a bit fed up with all this. Can't you find someone else to annoy?
Always checking on us. Checking our eggs, upping our targets, even been checking us for salmonella. As if we would. It's that scruffy free-range lot of diseases. What? Not respectable ends like us. Well, what are you laughing at?
My dear girl, do you have any idea what you look like?
Like hen.
Funniest looking hen I've ever seen.
Evening, Charlemagne.
Good evening, Captain. No Mr. Woolley tonight?
Oh, no. No, he's playing Santa Claus at Grey Gables, I think. goodness. You look even worse close up. What happened to your feathers?
Where did you get those scabs?
Oh, that ain't my fault. I've been kept in intolerable conditions I could look nice if I had a chance.
Perhaps you could try homeopathy. Aldridge's old girl swears by it.
I've escaped. Escaped from the battery. No more stabs, no more fleas, no more droppings, no more rats.
Good on you, me old mate. You should come with us. We freedom fighters have got to stick together. It's the only way to smash the system.
Good grief, Captain. What's been going on? Have you risen up against Mr. Woolley?
Oh, no, no. Goodness me, no. I'm just helping Clint to find somewhere to hide. Grange Farm.
I see. Well, if you're making a bid for freedom, be a good chap and take the scabby chicken along. I don't think I can stand much more of this.
Of course, you're very welcome if that's what you want. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I ain't got one.
You haven't got a name? That's a bit of a rum-do, isn't it?
I got a number, though. I bet you haven't.
Well, no, as a matter of fact.
Number 452, that's me. Mark the fire top, layer 3 weeks running in October.
Oh, no, ain't that something? An agricultural megastore.
I've rebelled. I'm leaving. I'm going away.
Oh, for God's sake, woman, put a sock in it.
No more checking. No more pecking.
Yes, we've gathered that, but do you want to come with us or not?
Me? Go with you? Well, I don't know. It's so dark and cold.
You better make up your mind pretty quick. The way Brian Aldridge has been behaving lately, anything could happen around here.
Unpredictable, is he?
Unpredictable? The man's a psychopath.
Oh, that's a bit heartless, isn't it? You might show the man a bit of charity.
Why? What charity do they ever show us? Work us to death and check us on the scrappy, production up, keep laying, wring your neck and bob your ankle.
I've made a packet for Aldridge. Lost count of the number of calves I've sired.
Never mind that now. Where are we going to find a home?
Well, if you'll take my advice, you'll give up the whole idea. It's a tough place for animals, Borsetshire. You two don't stand a chance.
Well, there must be somewhere. A home for distressed turkeys or somewhere.
I think there might be. It's only a possibility, mind you, but it's worth a try.
What are we waiting for, then? Show us the way, Bonzo. You with us then, or what?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
How about you, Superstud?
Me? You want me to come with you? You must be out of your mind.
Oh, scared of Mr. Aldridge, scared of escaping, scared of the big wide world.
I couldn't get out of that field anyhow. Look at him, the biggest animal in Ambridge, and he's stuck in a poxy little field.
Listen, you pathetic little TV dinner, I can get out of here any time I want.
Could you really? I've never seen you do it.
And that's because I choose not to.
Because you can't.
We're scared of the farmer, scared of the fence, scared of the rats.
I could leave this field right now.
Oh, go on then, show us.
No, he can't, he's all mouth.
Right, I'll show you who can't. Stand back, everyone.
Is this it then?
Hello, Demeter, Persephone, anyone at home?
Demeter? Persephone? What kind of names are they?
Do you realise what time it is? I'm surprised at you, Captain, paying calls in the middle of the night. Then what on earth have you got with you? Has there been an accident?
Oh, no, Persephone. These are a couple of friends of mine.
I see.
They're looking for somewhere to stay for a while, and I thought that seeing as Mrs. Snell's supposed to be kind-hearted...
Linda Snell, kind-hearted? I think there must be some mistake.
You've got a roof over your head, ain't you?
Oh, yes, a roof that leaks.
Looks okay to me, darling.
Yes, well, it would to you. You wouldn't know any better.
Well, at least she's not going to have you for dinner.
I wouldn't put it past her. It's only a matter of time before someone tells her the county set her into goat's meat, and then it's goodbye, Persephone, and thanks for the memory. Honestly, they're so new, though.
Well, I wouldn't mind taking me chance here. No rats are there.
Only Robert Snell.
Yeah. I reckon you've got a good thing going here. If they can put up with you and your funny-looking mate, they must be animal lovers.
Don't you believe it? We're only tolerated for our rarity value. She wouldn't give house room to a pair of no-hopers like you.
I can see her point.
We are not no-hopers. We're just misunderstood, ain't we?
Ah, that's right. Misunderstood, misplaced, mislaid. No more laying, no more eggs, no more rats.
Do you mind buttoning it once and for all, darling? I've heard quite enough about rats for one night.
Well, leave her alone. Pick on someone your own size. We've had rats at Grange Farm, too. And I can tell you, it ain't funny.
All right. Let's not fight amongst ourselves.
What are we staying, then? Staying with the snails? Staying with the goats?
No, it doesn't look like it. The Duchess here doesn't fancy sharing with the likes of us.
Well, I would like to help you, believe me. I empathise very deeply with your misfortunes, but quite frankly, I think you'd be better off somewhere...
Somewhere else?
Somewhere you might fit in, blend into the background. Somewhere like Brookfield, perhaps.
Brookfield?
Oh, yes, it isn't very far. Come along, I'll show you.
Dominic, how did you do that?
What?
Open the gate and get out of there.
Oh, it's really very simple. Terribly shoddy workmanship.
But if it's so simple, why haven't you done it before?
I have. Be quickly. Well, come along. Keep up at the back. We haven't got all night.
Right, here we are.
But this is the
Yes, I know. Brookfield's just over there on the other side. Well, I really think I'd better be getting back in case Linda decides to visit before she goes to bed. She seems to be in one of her sentimental moods today. Oh, dear. Well, goodbye.
Oh, yes. Bye, Persephone.
Bye.
And thanks for your help. Oh, dear. I think we may have been better going the long way round.
You're telling me. How are we supposed to get across there?
No problem. I've crossed the river before.
Wow.
What do you think these are for?
May have escaped your notice, Clint, but Captain and I don't have wings. The chickens don't look terribly effective.
Oh, I can fly. Of course I can, I think. Look.
Is that it?
Just need a bit more practice, that's all. Sure I can do it. Sure I can.
I suppose we could swim across.
That's the spirit.
If you ask me, Captain, you'd be very foolish to attempt it at your age. Now, why don't you show a bit of sense for a change and go straight back home? You'll catch your death swimming in there.
You're as young as you feel, Mr. Woolley says. I know what I'm doing. Don't worry.
Just do what I do. Right, flap them. That's right. Now run. Build up a bit of speed and up you go. Yes, you will. You did good that time, honest.
This is ridiculous. I'm surrounded by lunatics. I'm off.
You're not coming with us?
I'm taking no further part in the charade. I'm going the long way round.
Hang on, Charlemagne. Where are you going?
If there's one thing I've learned at Home Farm, it's not to take unnecessary risks. See you.
Bye, Charlemagne.
Good riddance, blooming Noel.
Perhaps he's right, you know. It does look rather dangerous.
Rubbish. We've come this far. We're not turning back now. Ready for liftoff, number 452?
Well, I think so.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Well, if she can do it, you can.
Yes, but can she? Doesn't look as if she can fly to me.
Oh, I can. I can. If I want to, I can. Right, Clint?
Right, darling. Ready, steady, go. We have liftoff.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Down there.
I can. I can. Geronimo!
Watch it, Ray. You're soaking me.
Oh, sorry. I've got to get dry. Oh, I wonder what's happened to number 452.
She'll be all right.
Oh. You don't think she's drowned, do you?
Look, mate, she probably never got off the ground. She'll still be on the other side.
Oh, no, no, I'm sure she took off. I heard her, but I think I heard a splash as well.
Oh, this is better. Plenty of cover here. Blimey, have you ever heard snoring like that?
That's Frieda, the middle white.
Middle white what? Elephant? Oi, missus!
Don't wake her.
I want to know the best place to hide, don't I?
Can't you just stay here in the orchard? I shouldn't think you'd be disturbed.
What, out in the cold? You must be joking. Oi, missus, wake up!
Sorry, dear. Was I asleep?
Asleep? We could hear you miles away.
Sorry to disturb you like this, Frieda. Only we wondered if perhaps Clint could stay here for a while. He hasn't got a home of his own.
Well, I'd love to have him, but there's not much room in my ark. And what if I was to roll over in my sleep?
I see what you mean.
Of course, if you really know where else to go.
Oh, no, I didn't want to share with you. No offence meant.
None taken.
We just thought there might be somewhere on the farm, somewhere warm and dry.
Well, there's always the hen house.
Hens? Oh, I don't want to live with a bunch of cackling hens.
Oh, they're really very nice when you get to know them. A bit gossipy sometimes, but well-meaning.
I don't think he'd pass for a hen somehow. They're bound to spot him when the eggs are collected.
Oh, if I were you, I'd keep on the move, at least until after Christmas. In a week or so, nobody will be interested in turkeys.
Maybe we'd better get going now. We're a bit close to the house for my liking.
Yeah, and if I know this lot, they won't be staying in all night. They was up till all hours last year.
Weren't you having your little ones that night?
That's right. 12 of them that time. And every one of them lived. Some of them won prizes.
Oh, isn't that marvellous?
Where are they now? Oh, I don't know. They all go in the end. Still, there's another lot due in the spring.
Don't you ever think about them? You know, the ones who left home.
Well, if I spent as much time worrying over mine as that Jill Archer does over hers, I'd never get a moment's rest. And there's only 4 of them.
Shh!
What?
Carl?
Can you hear something?
Yes. It's coming from the house.
Blimey, are they coming this way?
They're in the yard. You'd better head off across the fields.
But where to?
Aim for the church and avoid the roads if you can. Good luck.
Race, and now they've deserted me. Led me astray, led me to die.
Oh, dear.
I thought I could fly, see, but I can't.
How did you get across?
Well, I didn't. Well, I fell in.
Into the air, that's awful.
Into the mud.
Oh, you was lucky not to drown.
Oh, but I'm all on my own now, and I'm lost, and I don't like the dark. Perhaps I should go back.
I think that's the best thing, dear.
Back to the shed, back to the eggs, back to the rats, back to the scabby old chickens pecking and scratching.
Oh, you must say it didn't sound very pleasant.
Oh, it's not, but what can I do? It's all I got.
Why don't you stay here at Brookfield?
Oh, with you? Could I?
We've got quite a few hens here, over there in the hen house. They're allowed to wander about in the orchard and all. I don't think there's any rats.
Oh, do you think they'd like me?
Well, to tell you the truth, they don't like anyone much. But they'd get used to you.
Oh, and I wouldn't be found out and sent back to Willow Farm.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Not if you were to keep your head down for a while. A few weeks of good food and fresh air and I think you'd look like a new hen.
Oh, it sounds better than going home. But what if they don't find me or peck me or I don't know. What shall I do?
Only you knows that, my dear.
Okay, well, I'll give it a try.
Come with me and I'll introduce you.
Blimey, Nick. What's all that rowing aid of?
That's the bull, that is.
What? Oh, no, Charlemagne. Where is he?
No, no, it's the pub where they go to drink.
Oh, yeah?
I've been in there a few times myself with Jack, Mr. Woolley.
Really?
Sometimes Mr. Woolley gets me a packet of crisps and I open it with my teeth. He likes that. Smoky bacon are my favourites.
I wouldn't let old Frieda hear you saying that.
Watch out!
What is this? The Ambridge Grand Prix?
Oh, we better keep it to the side. We don't want to get run over.
I reckon it's time we slung our hooks. Too many people around for my liking.
Yes. We best keep off the roads till we get to the church.
The church? Ain't that where they're all going?
We can stay in the churchyard till they've gone. Then we can throw ourselves on the mercy of the vicar.
Oh, yeah. And end up as his lunch instead of the Grundy's.
Oh, no. The vicar wouldn't do a thing like that. He's always taking in waifs and strays. It's called giving sanctuary.
Oh, I don't care what it's called, so long as I get some. All right, then. Let's go and get ourselves a bit of this sanctuary.
Oh, dear. What was that?
Only an owl, you daft old dog.
Oh, no, no. No, it's something else. Something moving.
It's the wind in the bushes, ain't it? Get under here with me.
But that's the Lawson Hope family vault. It's probably haunted.
Don't be soft. There's no such thing as ghosts.
You won't be saying that if you come face to face with the Ambridge Hobhound.
What hound?
It's a supernatural being, like a big black dog with flashing red eyes and poisonous breath. Nobody's seen the Hobhound and lived to tell the tale.
I suppose it eats smoky bacon crisps as well, does it?
You can mock if you like, but I feel a lot safer by the fire in Grey Gables. Oh, my goodness. I don't think this was such a good idea after all.
Keep your hair on, it's only the birds.
I'm sorry, Clint, but I'm not staying out here for the rest of the night.
You can't leave me now.
You'll be all right. It's almost midnight. Nobody's going to be out looking for turkeys now. Oh, my good Lord, do you see that?
What?
Shh, don't say anything and don't move. It might not spot us.
What?
Over there, peering over the hedge.
Hey, it's not your bound, is it? I think its eyes are flashing.
Keep down. Oh, no. No, it's too late. It's Seedus.
Is that you, Captain?
Oh, no. It knows my name.
You stupid animal. It's the pig and Charlemagne and that snotty goat.
Are you sure?
Of course it's us.
Who did you think it was?
He thought you were the old man with the flashing eyes.
Oh,
it got
sorry, Captain. We didn't mean to scare you.
You should get back to Grey Gables. Jack Woolley will be sending out search parties soon.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think perhaps I will. It's been an exhausting night.
You're not going and leaving me on my own, are you?
We'll all have to go soon. It's almost midnight.
Oh, yes, so it is.
What about me?
You'll be all right.
Oh, it's easy for you to say. You're not boss at Shear's Most Wanted Turkey.
I've already told you, Clint. No one's going to eat you now.
If I was you, I'd head back to Grange Farm.
Are you mad? Oh, I know that, Clary. She'll have the table laid and the stuffing made already.
Nonsense. Frieda's right. They'll have made alternative arrangements by now.
Yes, they've probably defrosted some poor, inoffensive creature, a chicken or a duck. No doubt a bird far less deserving of its fate than you.
Do you reckon?
I'm sure of it.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try, but if anything goes wrong...
Mom.
Oh, William, ain't you asleep yet?
I couldn't.
Oh, too much excitement, I suppose.
Mom, are you still angry with me about Clint?
Well, I'm not very happy. What made you let him out anyway?
He asked me.
The turkey asked you? I don't know, that's your dad's fault filling your head with daft ideas.
Has he come back yet?
No, William, he ain't come back.
He does come back, can I keep him?
What, as a pet?
Please, Mum.
Oh, we'll see what your dad says. But I don't expect he will be back. Now, you get to sleep, or Father Christmas won't come, will he?
Will you tell me a story first?
Oh, I ain't really got time.
Just a quick one.
Oh, all right. Just the one. You know about how the ox and the ass was in the stable when Jesus was born?
Yes.
Your granddad told me that all the animals remember that. And to show that they do, because of course animals can't go to church nor nothing like we do, every year on Christmas Eve, something magic happens. At midnight, every animal on every farm all over the world kneels down in its stall.
Maybe that's where Clint is now.
Yes, William, maybe it is. Now you go to sleep like a good boy. Good night.
I will.
Won't be long now till Father Christmas comes. Sleep tight.
Clint, is that you? Clint, are you there? It's okay, Clint, you can come home now.
And may all your Christmases be white.
It is you! It is! Happy Christmas, Clint. Happy Christmas!
Beasts of Ambridge was written by Paul Burns and featured Trevor Harrison as Clint the Turkey, Arnold Peters as Captain the Dog, Charlotte Martin as Battery Hen No. 452, Charles Collingwood as Charlemagne the Bull, Carol Boyd as Persephone the Goat, Patricia Green as Frieda the Pig, Rosalind Adams as Clary Grundy, and Philip Malloy as William Grundy. It was produced by Ruth Patterson and directed by Neil Fraser.